Let me paint this picture for you. It's July 2025. The GOP, ever eager to posture as the party of innovation, decides to brand this week in Congress as Crypto Week. Sounds promising, right? A chance to stand tall on the issues of privacy, digital money, and American leadership in tech. You'd think they'd be ready to walk the talk. But as usual, the party of Lincoln face plants into the pavement. On Tuesday, yesterday, they had the ball on the 5-yard line. Three bills were ready for movement: the Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and a long-anticipated anti-CBDC act, which was the surveillance bill. Bipartisan traction, and Trump was behind this. Even the Senate, filled with the dusty bureaucrats and geriatric time wasters, had passed some of it. And what happened? The GOP once again sabotaged their own damn agenda. Let's break this down. You had three major pieces of legislation, all moving through the House. These weren't backroom proposals. These were bills that should have been slam dunks for a party that claims to hate tyranny, love innovation, and fight centralization. You have the Genius Act, which is a digital innovation bill that essentially would create an American edge in blockchain development. You have the Clarity Act, which finally gives developers and exchanges legal guidelines so the SEC can stop treating every token like a stock from 1933. And then the anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act. This one's a direct strike against programmable central bank digital currencies. You know, the kind that expire, they essentially track you and lock you out of the economy if you vote wrong. Completely a surveillance idea. And yet, these things didn't even make it to final votes. Why? Because the Republican Party, once again, decided to eat its own tail like a dying snake. A group of GOP representatives, especially members of the so-called Freedom Caucus, joined with the Democrats to vote down the rule that would have allowed the House to even debate these bills. They didn't even kill the bills on principle. They killed them because of procedural drama and ego warfare. Apparently, they didn't like the packaging. Some wanted the bills bundled together. Some wanted them separated. Some, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I can't make this up, voted against the anti-CBDC bill because it didn't go far enough. So instead of passing a partial victory and pushing the ball forward, she and her gang of performative patriots torpedoed the entire crypto agenda because it didn't check every box. And you know what that sounds like? That sounds like a toddler smashing a toy because it's not the right color. And meanwhile, Trump, the supposed kingmaker of the Republican Party, had endorsed these bills. His campaign was behind it the entire time. He met with the defectors behind closed doors. He tried to broker a deal, as he usually does. And still, they told him no. Let that sink in. The GOP defied Trump on crypto. Not because the bills were evil, but because they can't get along with themselves. That's how deep the dysfunction goes. That's how fragile the illusion of Republican Party really is. This wasn't about the deep state. This wasn't a Democratic trap. This is a civil war, and it happened in broad daylight. So what's the fallout? Well, let's start with the obvious. Bitcoin dropped. Right after the vote failed, Bitcoin dipped below 117,000. Now, I guess some of that was probably nerves on a lot of the normies. But some of it was institutional fatigue. But don't be fooled. That dip was a gut check on American leadership. Markets watched the U.S. flirt with embracing crypto clarity, and then watched the GOP party light the bridge on fire. And it's not just Bitcoin. Shares in Circle, I think Coinbase, Robinhood, even MicroStrategy, they all took hits. Which in one sense is kind of, I think, beneficial for Bitcoin in many senses. And we could talk about that later, but, you know, investors are watching this party, the one that's supposed to fight CBDCs and protect financial freedom, and absolutely collapsing when it counts. So if you think, again, this isn't political, you haven't been probably paying attention too much. But here's what matters, I think, more than the price. The Republicans' failure wasn't just embarrassing. It was strategically devastating. Because now the headlines don't say Republicans defend crypto freedom. They say Republicans block crypto bills Trump supported. They say House chaos kills legislation. They say, I don't know, Bitcoin tanks after GOP infighting. And the branding damage alone is massive. The narrative was theirs to lose, and lose they did. So what's the deeper problem here? The Republican Party still thinks it's 2004. They think they can wrap themselves in the flag, talk about Jesus, complain about taxes, and somehow win the future. But the future doesn't care about nostalgia. The future is code. It's cryptography. It's decentralized energy. It's peer-to-peer money. And the GOP doesn't understand any of it. They don't even understand their own base. Millions of Americans, especially the younger conservatives and libertarians, have already made Bitcoin a personal cornerstone. They're opting out of fiat. They're building parallel systems. We are. We're fighting the surveillance state with math, not policy papers. And the Republican Party, instead of supporting this, is too busy stabbing each other over procedural strategy. This party can't even agree on whether they want to ban CBDCs, which is a surveillance tool that every serious freedom movement opposes. Imagine that. They're fighting about how to ban digital tyranny and completely failing. So, let me spell it out for every conservative listening. The only viable alternative to centralized fiat dystopia is Bitcoin. Not gold, not cash, not private banknotes from the 1800s. Bitcoin. The incorruptible ledger. The decentralized standard. The enemy of inflation and tyranny and manipulation. If the GOP actually understood that, they'd be building a legislative war machine to protect it, not accidentally nuking their own bills on the floor. They'd be doing everything possible to accelerate adoption, de-risk legal uncertainty, and ban CBDCs with overwhelming clarity. But instead, they're pulling the pin on their own grenades. So where do we go from here? Well, GOP leadership says there might be another vote. Maybe this week, maybe tomorrow. Trump is, you know, huddling with the defectors again. The bill's authors are scrambling to rewrite the rules. And if they patch this thing up, we might get a second chance. But that second chance would be a gift, not a guarantee. Because I think the damage has already been done. And let me be honest, even if they pass it later, the stench of disunity remains in the air. The GOP is no longer the party of limited government. It's the party of limited coherence. Now here's the real kicker. Bitcoin doesn't care. That's the paradox. That's the divine irony in all of this. Bitcoin always reacts to idiocy in the short term. But long term, just shrugs its shoulders. It keeps producing blocks. It keeps settling global transactions. It keeps onboarding the future, with or without your local congressman's approval. So, while the GOP collapses on the House floor, the Bitcoin networks tick on like a metronome of truth. And every time they fumble the ball, every time they kill a pro-Bitcoin bill, every time they expose their internal chaos, they just prove the case for Bitcoin all over again. Because you can't manipulate it. You can't stall it in a committee. You can't rewrite it to please a donor. You can't delay it to make a point. Bitcoin doesn't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or a Martian for that matter. It just runs. So what does this mean for you? It means stop waiting. Stop waiting for a party to save you. Because they won't. Stop waiting for Trump to fix it. He can't. Stop waiting for the system to self-correct. It won't. The only revolution that's working is the one that's already running. 24/7, 365, with 100% uptime and zero lobbyists. The revolution is Bitcoin, ladies and gentlemen. And every time the GOP proves they're incapable of carrying the banner, they're just confirming that this revolution doesn't belong to them. It belongs to you. So stack, learn, build, opt out, exit the mess, and stop pretending this party is going to lead the way. Because if this week has showed us anything, it's that the GOP is not the solution to the fiat problem. They're part of it. I'm Contra. This is Commute and Compute. And as always, Bitcoin doesn't need a party. It just needs people willing to live like they're already free. Stay sovereign, stay free. I'm out.